This afternoon, the King County Council will consider an ordinance from the Law and Justice Committee that would ban solitary confinement or isolation for juveniles. Patricia Murphy from KUOW's Race and Equity team reports.
Staff at the youth jail in Seattle say they haven't used solitary since the 1990s. However, a recent lawsuit alleges that youth charged as adults and housed in Kent spend a significant amount of time alone. If enacted, the ordinance would officially ban the use of solitary or isolation in King County, no matter what facility the youth is housed at. There is a narrow exception for safety reasons. In a recent committee meeting, Councilmember Kathy Lambert raised the lone objection to the ordinance.
As a former school teacher and mother of six and grandmother of 17, timeout is my preferred method for discipline. So I would like to know, if I have a child that is I am working with who is a violent felony that is being charged with murder one, why couldn't I put them in time out for a reasonable amount of time?
Lambert suggested instead that the county develop guidelines for an appropriate use of isolation. Another proposal before the council aims to reduce the number of youth held in jail. It would direct the county executive to carry out all recommendations within his power from a recent report by the University of Washington on how to do that. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.